Welcome back to Good Food. Maidan, pronounced Maidan, Maidan, or Midan, doesn't carry a passport, writes Rose Previtt. The word used throughout the Middle East, Central and South Asia, the Caucasus, East Europe, and North Africa means a public meeting place, often in the middle of a city. So it's fitting that Rose named her second restaurant in Washington, D.C., Maidan. And lucky for those of us in L.A., she's poised to open a new spot here in Los Angeles. The American-born restaurateur joins us to talk about her Lebanese-Italian heritage, her travels, and why she shifted her lens from public policy to food. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. You studied public policy after getting a taste for travel, and there was a 3.5-week journey that you took on the Trans-Siberian Railroad that gave you a different focus, a new direction. How did you find yourself, so to speak, on this new train to a new career path?
Yeah, that train was very literal and figurative for me at the time. How did I find myself there? It was, there's a chapter in my cookbook. It says, from Russia in love or to Russia in love. And, you know, I definitely landed in 3 years in Moscow unexpectedly, traveling extensively and ending that journey on a 3-week, very epic trip across the country on the Trans-Siberian. But it was kind of the culmination of 3 years of soul searching and, you know, following my husband while he had a really cool job, but also in that process, sort of losing my identity in my early 30s, fresh out of grad school, ready to change the world, and then ending up sort of a 30-year-old housewife unexpectedly. After 3 years of, worrying that I was going to get back to the States and not have a job in my field, I actually just decided, why do I need a job in my field? Maybe I'll flip the script now and do something I'm really passionate about. And that turned into a restaurant career after a master's in public policy.
I love that. So, Rose, your first restaurant, Compass Rose in Washington, D.C., is focused on global street food. What did you want to do at your second restaurant, Maidan, that was different than what you had been doing at Compass Rose?
Compass Rose was really fun, and it still is very fun 10 years in. We still sell tons of international street food from the whole world. But for my second restaurant, I really realized my soul food, the food that I grew up having an emotional connection to, is Middle Eastern food, because so many important moments of communication and bonding with my mother and her sisters and my grandmother were over cooking over Lebanese food. And so I really wanted to focus the second restaurant on the cuisine of my cultural background. And, you know, on a practical basis, I love Lebanese food, but I also love food from out the entire region. And I thought we could get a more diverse range of flavor profiles if we actually traveled a little more extensively. So to open Maidan, I took a couple chefs traveling and we did a research trip over 5 countries, Tunisia, Morocco, Lebanon, Turkey, and the Republic of Georgia. And we brought a number of recipes from the home kitchens of women all over that region back to our restaurant. And Maidan, in my opinion, has become, kind of a tribute to many of the women who taught us to cook, like my mother, my grandmother, but also the women who welcomed us into their homes as a lot of unsung culinary heroes, in my opinion, who really never, got credit for cooking and cleaning and raising lots of children in countries where a lot of women aren't permitted to work in restaurants.
So I want to talk about beets, which are in every produce box this time of year and
yes,
don't get enough love. People seem to be stymied by beets. And I'm sure in your Russian travels, you had your fair share. How were you able to fall in love with the vegetable again after being so thoroughly saturated in it?
Yes, it's always interesting to get to a place and realize, some of the things you heard are true. We ate a lot of beets in Russia and a lot of other root vegetables, many of which were amazing, especially the mushrooms. Mushrooms in Russia are unbelievable. But I will say excessive amounts of borscht, especially on the Trans-Siberian Railroad when you possibly want to eat something else but nothing else is available, eventually turn you off to it. It was this recipe for beet biryani that reformed me, It's truly one of our favorite dips. It comes out a beautiful pink color when you mix the beet and the labneh, the yogurt. People love to take Instagram pictures of this dish on top of the fact that it's garlicky and lemony and just absolutely delicious.
It is the perfect dip. And every time I serve it, people are just like, wow, what is that?
Yeah.
So live fire is one of the hallmarks of Maidan. How do carrots fit into cocktails in Lebanon? And how did you integrate that experience into the restaurant menu?
Oh, it's really fun. I mean, the very first time I went to Lebanon as an adult, I sat at like the first, you know, bar we found. It was summertime and it was super hot. And we ordered a drink. I don't even remember if it was alcoholic, but with either alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages, you get a little snack in Lebanon. And we would get a little cup of carrots in lemon juice as just a snack on, and it was just refreshing. But that flavor profile stayed with us, you know, on every trip that we went to. And so lemon, of course, being just omnipresent in Lebanese dishes, but that carrot and the connection, it was just important. And we wanted to bring memory of food dishes. And this is the same thing we do at Compass Rose. Like everything on the menu has a story behind it. To me, that is in essence how the culture was passed on from my family to me. It was through storytelling, through cooking, through food, how we got this recipe, why we make it this way. And that was based in how I learned who I was, you know, living in a small town where there were no other Lebanese people. I knew very, very clearly through the food that I made that I was ancestrally Lebanese. So that was really important. So the carrots are just a very simple way of saying this is a tradition in Lebanon. But since we have this giant fire, we're actually going to grill the carrots. And a lot of people will tell us the carrot satisfies them as much as a steak by the time it gets off of the fire. We douse it with lemon. We drizzle a somewhat spicy, not overwhelmingly so, harissa on top of it. And it's also one of our winter dishes. It's on this time of year. It goes off for the summer when we have more access to vegetables, but it's just like an amazing thing to do in the winter.
You know, we don't talk about lamb very much, or we haven't talked about lamb very much on this show. And I'm really curious, what is your preferred way to eat it?
Oh, I'm the right person. My first solid food was kibinai, which is the raw lamb dish that you can find the recipe for in the book. And I would say, you know, not just because I'm biased because it was my first solid food, but it is still one of my absolute favorite ways to eat the dish. It does require going, at least in my family, we believe you should go to the special, you know, halal butcher who will cut a very lean cut of ground lamb. You can also just get a leg of lamb and trim it yourself and grind it at home. So you don't have to live near a butcher that can do this for you. But if you want to cheat, and if you live in LA, you can easily get the right kind of lamb for this dish. My family recipe, and there's a few adaptations in the book, ours is very simple with onion, salt, and pepper. So we really let the ingredients speak, and we have to use really, really high quality lamb. But there's also a lot of variations with a lot of stronger spices like allspice, ground rose petals. My family in the north of Lebanon actually serves it with a harissa-like sauce on the side. So you add that pepper, olive oil, onion into kind of like a pita bread bite at the end, and that would be probably one of my favorite ways to eat lamb.
Yeah, me too, I have to say. So what are your plans for your spot here in Los Angeles? Do you know where it will be yet?
Yes, we are super excited to be opening on West Jefferson. We are between La Brea and Crenshaw, right across from Highly Likely, which is a great neighborhood spot that's been there since 2017. So we're moving in across the directly across the street.
And is it a restaurant or a marketplace? What form is it going to take?
Yeah, we're calling this spot Maidan Market because I really wanted to bring Maidan kind of anywhere that I live. And I'm fortunate to live between DC and LA, and we've lived in LA for 6 years now. I've admired the food community from afar, but I desperately wanted to be part of it. I have fallen in love with every aspect of the food world here. And just like in DC, this is how I build community, and I wanted to build a community here. And so hopefully that's what happens when this spot gets open. It will be slightly different than the original Maidan because it's bigger. it's a 10,000 square foot space. So that's too much for us. We still just need the back corner. And so there'll be about 140 seats for Maidan in the back corner. One of my favorite things about the space here is that we're bringing in five LA businesses that are small businesses, some of whom work out of a food truck right now, some who are desiring a second location, but have not been able to figure out a way to do it. We're trying to kind of lower the barrier to entry for really small businesses. My takeaway from COVID was small businesses, especially small restaurants, are endangered. Like, we made it through by sticking together during COVID. And if we don't help each other going forward, as cities like LA and DC get more and more expensive, we will cease to exist. And so we're hoping to create this kind of collaborative space where we literally share the fire. All the businesses have access to using the fire, the same one that Maidan's using, but they'll represent an array of different countries. But we really want you to like wind and get lost a little bit and like explore the entire space, kind of like you would if you were in a market anywhere else in the world.
Very exciting. Thank you so much, Rose.
It's been amazing talking to you. Thank you for having me.
That was Rose Previtt. She is the owner of Compass Rose and Maidan in Washington, D.C. Her book is Maidan, Recipes from Lebanon and Beyond. We have a recipe for her kibinaya on our website. Find it at kcrw.com/goodfood.